Mentioned earlier, this Wednesday is Dean Martin's birthday, as we pay tribute to Dean's work as an entertainer throughout the show today. I have been, in case you are unaware, a long-time Dean Martin fan. I've also been a long-time collector of quotes. One of my favorites, coincidentally enough, was said by Dean. This was from a 1983 interview that he gave while he was appearing in London. Dean said, "You gotta have fun. If you're not having fun, you might as well lay down and let him throw dirt on you." As Christians, we are called on for a variety of duties. They include obedience to God's word, as well as enduring, overcoming trials and challenges. Maybe this is why so many imagine Christians to actually be, as we're often depicted as, overly serious, humorless, dour, you know, so sour-faced that if a Christian actually laughed, their face would explode. Nothing could be further from the truth. Along with being obedient overcomers, we're also taught in the word to be the light in the world that is certainly filled with darkness. Jesus teaches in Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Being the light calls on us to share God's word, but also to share love and laughter. You might recall the top 40 song, Turn, Turn, Turn. Do you know where the lyrics of that song comes from? It's chapter 3 of the book of Ecclesiastes, which is in the Old Testament, in case you need that reminder. Here's what verse 4 tells us. "A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance." In the Beatitudes, Jesus specifically mentions laughter. Let's go to Luke chapter 6, verse 21, where Jesus says, "Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh." Those who walk in his word, we have no reason to be anything other than joyful, which empowers us to bring the happiness for others to gain from. Psalm 126, verses 1 through 3 explains why. "When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream, and our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them, the Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad." The spreading of happiness and joy is what can bring light to even the darkest of hearts. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24, "Not that we have dominion over your faith, but are fellow workers for your joy, for by faith you stand." In Romans 15, 13, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." And when we bring joy to a dark heart, there's joy in heaven among the angels, as Jesus reveals to us in Luke chapter 15, verse 7. "I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance." Now, that dark heart is what you are burdened with. Let me share what Jesus teaches in John chapter 15, verse 11. "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full." So, as you share God's word, do it with laughter and joy. If you have someone trying to show you the way to the path that leads to God, as Dean Martin once sang, open up the doors and let the good times in.